大家平安。
Peace to you. 大家平安。To everyone.
谢谢Vivian 给我美好的介绍。
Thank you, Vivian, for giving such a great introduction.
感谢神，我们能够在网上彼此见面，我们一同来唱诗歌赞美神，我们一同祷告，我们一同敬拜神，这个是神给我们的福气，也是神的恩。
This is a grace and blessing from God that we can get together and we have this online service and praise and sing songs to God and give glory to God. This is such a blessing from God for us.
因为防疫，我们虽然我们暂时不能够回到尔湾南城县华人进行会的会址举行这个主日崇拜。
So because of the COVID-19, we cannot get back to the building, get back to the church, physical building to gather in worship.
但圣经告诉我们在马太福音18:20.
But in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, Jesus said,
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉主耶稣基督的名聚会，哪里就有我在他们中间。
Because Jesus said that wherever we are, if a two or three pray in his name, he will be with us.
所以教会不是指一座的建筑物。
So church actually doesn't refer to a building.
而是一群被主耶稣呼召出来的人聚在一起。
Yeah. He actually refers to a group of believers called out by God together.
我们在网上敬拜只不过是暂时的。
Our worship online actually is temporary.
我很相信神会垂听我们众人的祷告。当疫情过后，我们每一位都可以重回南城县华人基金会的会址，继续来举行聚会还有敬拜。
We believe that God to accept our worship, and I also believe when COVID-19 pass and over, and we can go back to the Chinese Baptist of South Orange County, we can get together and worship again.
自从3月19号一直到现在，再过两天呢，就是5月19号。
So since March 19, two more days from today, two more days from now. We can see it's been 2 months already.
Yeah, 这个他已经说了，这是2个月了。在这个居家防疫令中，实在给我们有很有意义的、很有意思的一些的提醒。
So this stay at home order really inspire us and give us some message.
第一个呢，让我们可以呢提醒我们是不是在防疫的防毒的疫情当中，只是顾念我们不要被那个病毒感染了就好了，而忽略保持与神建立一个很好的关系。
So as we follow this stay at home order, what else that we should be reminded? Do we still keep our good relationship with God?
我们的灵修、我们的读经、我们的祷告、我们的服事有没有被忽略呢？
So how's our spiritual devotion, our relationship with God? Do we still stop doing the Bible reading and praying?
第二个呢，提醒我们呢，就是说我们每一天都很注意很留心大众传媒mass media, 无论在电视、电台，而是报纸，我们所听到的这个新闻。
So are we just keep focusing on the mass media, the information about the COVID-19, and we keep looking at the how it's going right now? Are we looking at the newspaper, magazine, as well as the television, all these kind of mass media that we focus on?
我们就发觉了全球的都被COVID-19 不但是感染的人数增加，死亡的人数增加，失业的没有工作的人增加，我们就好像每一个国家都人心惶惶。
So we're all very distressed because of the COVID-19 as we see a lot of people die because of this and employer and how's we doing? How are we going to respond to it?
因为这样我们也会不会感觉我们内心里面我们有不安，有焦虑。
So we are distressed, and then our heart is not stable.
透过这个居家防疫令里面，我们再次被提醒，我们如何依靠神来克服我们内心莫名的恐惧。
So because of this stay home order, it reminds again how we can rely on God and how can we focus on Him in order to overcome the fear and the distress in our heart.
在这个防疫的过程当中，我们有没有凡事都是用祷告来依靠神呢？
Do we really rely on Him to our prayer life?
所以诗篇九十一篇一共有十六节，实在给我们很好的提醒，很好的帮助。今天我就想透过这一篇的诗篇跟各位来分享。
So Psalm 691 got this, has 16 verses. So today I'm going to share with you insight from this passage, how it can encourage us from God.
好，我们一同来祷告，求圣灵引导我们。
Let's pray together. Let Holy Spirit guide us.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你。
Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
谢谢你赐给我们有诗歌来歌颂你，我们也可以有祷告向你感恩，也向你祈求。
Thanks God that for giving us song to praise you and as well as to pray to you and to sing songs to you.
现在也让我们可以透过圣经我们可以聆听你的话语。
And also to study your word through your Bible.
神让我们在默想你话语的时候，我们恳求圣灵亲切的引导我们。
As we meditate and study your word, we ask your Holy Spirit to guide us.
感动我们，让我们众人能够进入真理。
So that we can get into the truth.
也求你赐给我们每一位有聪明智慧，知道怎么样把我们学到的真理应用在我们的生活当中。
We ask you for the wisdom so that we know how to apply the truth in our daily life.
在我们的服事当中。
In our ministry.
求神继续我们同在，垂听我们在你面前谦卑的祷告。
Be present with us and continue to answer our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
诗篇九十一篇呢，是一篇的信靠的诗歌。
The Psalm, Psalms 91 actually is a song of reliance, of dependence.
这篇的诗篇在圣经里面没有记载谁是作者，谁作
这
篇的诗篇没有。
The order of this song is not mentioned in the Bible.
但是呢，根据有一些的圣经的研究根据那个犹太人的拉比他们就发觉了诗篇九十篇跟诗篇九十一篇很有关联的。
So according to the research by the Jewish rabbi, there's a connection between Psalm 90 and Psalms 91.
因为在诗篇九十一篇里面所用的用词，它所说的用词的语气跟九十篇非常的相似。
Because the phrases or words used in Psalms 91, they kind of like quite similar to Psalm 90.
所以他们就猜想可能就是九十篇的作者写的。
So they assume that the author of Psalm 91 should be the author of Psalm 90.
But 无论如何，圣经没有说，我们就不用猜想。
So regardless of what, we don't have to guess.
在诗篇
Since the Bible doesn't say it.
我们知道一共有150篇。
We know that there are 150 Psalms.
大致来说呢，可以分几个类别。
And the Lord, some can divide it into different categories.
有赞美诗啦，有感恩诗啦，有信靠诗。
There's the praising songs, thanksgiving songs, and also the singing songs.
还有呢，祷告啦，还有认罪悔改的诗啦，还有盼望的诗歌啦。
So you have a prayer songs, invocation songs, and different kinds.
还有默想的诗啦。
And the psalms in regards to the meditation.
还有在敬拜方面呢，所谓礼拜的诗啦。
Songs in terms of worship and praise.
还有一些的综合的诗歌等等。
And also the combination of all kinds in one song.
所以当我们研读九十一篇的时候呢，当我默想的时候呢，我就把这一篇的诗篇呢，就用三个重点来跟弟兄姐妹来分享。
So as we meditate and study this Psalm 91, I'm divide into three sessions.
因为这一篇是信靠神的一篇的诗篇。
Because this is the Psalms in terms of depending on God.
这篇的诗篇呢，跟我们现在所处的环境是非常有帮助的。
This song actually can apply to our situation right now.
因为那个防堵的疫情哈，我们知道这个 COVID-19 来势汹汹哈，大家都很怕被感染。
We all afraid being diagnosed with the COVID-19, being infected by the COVID-19.
但是这篇诗篇提醒我们，我们需要信靠神，无论发生什么事情，我们需要信靠神，因为他是至高者，他是全能者。
Regardless of what happened to us, we need to trust and rely on him because he is the most high and mighty God.
然后呢，诗人呢写这篇的诗呢，他有美好的一些的个人的经历，他呢就把他的经历就告诉我们，我们只要信靠神呢，神会保护我们脱离困境，不单单只是这个防疫的那个疫情，还有可以在各方面的环境里面，他都会保护我们的。
So the author of this song actually using this song because he has his own experience encounter that how he relied on God and then how God can help him to overcome the situation and help him to be delivered and get a protection from God.
因为我们继续爱神，只要我们继续的来听他的话的时候呢，他的应许会临到我们的，因为他会给我们真正的盼望的。
As we continue to rely and depend on him, and his promise will come to pass in our life because we have a hope in him.
所以呢，我们就从诗篇91篇第一节跟第二节，我们首先来去默想到底世人圣经里面怎样来提醒我们。
So we come to the verse 1 and 2, how these two verses remind us.
当我们看到这个第一节跟第二节呢，我们可能的这个PowerPoint 已经出来了，我们好不好，我们来念。
We can read these two verses together.
用中文也可以，英文也可以，我们一同来念好吗？两节啊。
We read together in both languages, English and Chinese.
住在至高者隐秘处。
In the Lord, for He is the Most High, the Shadow of the Most High, abide in the shadow of the Mighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust.
是我所倚靠的。在这里呢，告诉我们，我们要信靠神，为什么呢？因为他是至高者，他是全能者。
Why we need to believe in him, trust in him, because he is the most high, he is the almighty God.
至高者的意思是什么呢？
What's the meaning of the most high?
至高者呢，是古时用来称呼神的一个的名字。
So the most high is a name that people call upon God in the ancient time.
还有呢，在圣经里面呢，有十一卷书里面哈， 都有很多啊，对不起啊，就是在《使徒行传》第七章啊四十八节里面啊，告诉我们，假如你有圣经，你可以翻开哈、啊，在《使徒行传》第七章四十八节就这样说的，这个叫主说：“天是我的宝座，地是我的脚凳，你们要为我造何等的殿呢？哪里是我安息的地方呢？”在这里很告诉我们，这个就是至高者，不是人手所造的。
So if we refer back to the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 48, he said, "Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or where will my resting place be?" So you can see here refer to the Most High. He cannot dwell in the in a house that made by hands of a man.
感谢主哈，我们为什么要信靠神？因为他是至高者。
So we thank God why we can trust in him, because he is the Most High.
因为他是至高者，所以我们不依靠他，不信靠他，我们信靠谁啊？
Just because he is the Most High, who should we trust, rely on, except him, the Most High?
还有圣经告诉我们，他也是全能者。
And the Bible also said he is also the Almighty One.
在圣经里面有十一卷书呢，都是称呼神是全能者的。
There are 11 books in the Bible declaring that he is the Almighty One, Omnipotent.
其中约伯记用的最多称呼神是全能者，用过31次。
So there are 31 occurrences in the book of Job that mention that God is the most God is the mighty one.
其他的一卷书呢，就是启示录了。曾经用过九次。
In the book of Revelation, 9 times that the name of God, the Almighty One, is mentioned.
全能者的意思是什么？就告诉我们，我们的神，他是无所不知、无所不能、无所不在的。
So when we talk about he's the Almighty One, it means that he's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent.
所以呢，他有绝对的全能，他有大有能力的神。
So he has absolute power, absolute authority.
第一次提到全能者呢，是在创世纪十七章第一节。
The first time the Almighty God is mentioned in chapter 17, the book of Genesis.
所以各位弟兄姐妹啊，我们在世上生活的时候，我们都有不同的遭遇和我们有不同的情况出现在我们的人生的过程当中。
So as we live on this earth, as we go through our earthly life, we know with different circumstances going through in and we have different encounters in our earthly life.
就算我们遇到一个难处有困难，我们不要灰心，也不要焦虑，也不需要不安，因为我们是神的儿女，我们信靠他，因为他是至高者。他是全能者，他是我们真正的依靠。
Don't be frustrated or depressed or be sorrowful, because God is our Almighty. We can depend and rely on Him.
在美国的历史里面，曾经有一段的时间，就是证明信靠神，他是至高者，他是全能者，因为这个关键的时刻，神就彰显他的大能了。
So in the past history of the United States of America, there is a moment, a critical moment that testify the Almighty of God. He is the Most High, and also He is the Almighty One.
这里呢，我知道，原本呢，那个 video 呢是中文的。我们非常谢谢Tommy 弟兄，他呢用很多时间把它翻成英文。打在那个字幕里面，所以呢，让我们都可以无论你是中文、英文呢，都可以知道里面关键时刻所带给我们的信息。
So as we I will see this testimony from the critical moments. You will have English and Chinese subtitle, so you can understand.
好，现在要让我们一同来看这一段的曾经发生在美国的历史里面的关键的时刻，他们怎么样来面对。
So now we look back to we're going to look at this video how the in the past history of United States how they passed through this critical moment encountered the difficulties.
一群利益冲突又固执己见的人想讨论出一致的决议几乎是不可能的事。230多年前在费城的美国13个州的55位代表就在做这不可能的事。制定人类历史上第一部成文宪法。1787年5月，制宪会议一开始便争论不休，唯一的共识是推举隐居乡间的华盛顿担任制宪会议主席，唯有他能服众望，但华盛顿避免用声望来左右宪法的制定，因此很少开口。超过一半的代表受过专业法律训练，并且曾担任过律师或法官。以职业分有商人、工厂主、农场主、医生等等。这些人可以说要钱有钱，要学问有学问。有人精通罗马法，有人熟读大宪章，引经据典，谁也说服不了谁。会议越拖越长。6月28日，本杰明·富兰克林终于忍不住了。他说：“前面4-5周的一个小小成果，就是悲哀地证明了人类理智并非十全十美。”他回忆独立战争时期，在这个大厅，他们定期向上帝祷告：“上帝如何使我们打败了大不列颠？”先生们，忘了这位强大的朋友了吗？还是我们认为已经不需要他的帮助？几句话点醒代表们，每逢关键时刻都有不可思议的神机降临，逆转战局。1776年8月，32000多英国正规军把不到10000人的美国民兵包围在布鲁克林，一边是久经沙场、装备精良的虎狼之师，一边是仓促成军、缺乏训练的民兵，美军被打得节节败退，英军从三面合围过来。华盛顿决定渡河撤退，而英军以调遣舰队切断美军退路，眼看包围圈就要合拢，突然刮起了强烈的东北风，使英国军舰无法前进。入夜，华盛顿带领士兵们跪地向神祷告，然后开始撤退。临时征集的小船从布鲁克林往返曼哈顿码头，因船只不足，撤退非常缓慢。眼看天要亮了，河上竟然升起浓雾，掩护着美军。直到最后一批美军连同所有的物资安全撤离，大雾才渐渐散去。正准备下令全歼美军的英军指挥官发现布鲁克林高地空无一人，懊恼之余不仅赞叹这绝妙的金蝉脱壳。独立战争中，美军从未停止过祷告。1783年，因为两国签署巴黎合约，承认美国独立，但这并不意味着前面就是康庄大道。到底要建成什么类型的国家，代表们的政治理念和13个州的经济利益有很大差异，甚至冲突对立。富兰克林是代表中最年长，当时已81岁，他对那些血气方刚的代表们说：“先生们，我活了一大把年纪，年岁越长，越能见到这个真理的更多铁证。上帝统管人类事物，圣经明确告诉我们，若非耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。先生们，我完全相信这句话，若非他愿意帮助我们，我们所建造的这一政治建筑不会比巴别塔好到哪里去。”富兰克林建议由费城当地的牧师带领，每日举行祷告会。他的建议成为会议的转折点。可以说，没有祷告就不会结束无休止的争吵，没有祷告就没有美国宪法，就没有今日的美国。而今天，美国又面临何去何从的关键时刻。2019年2月7日，川普总统在67届全国祈祷早餐会上说：“美国在伟大的探险前，总是以聚在一起祷告开始，没有比这个更好的方式了。”5月2日，白宫玫瑰园全美祷告日上，副总统彭斯说：“美国人都相信祷告，祷告贯穿着美国历史的每个时代。”建国先贤约翰·亚当斯曾说：“ 击败欧洲所有炮舰军队容易，管理好自己难之又难。基督徒管理好自己最好的办法就是祷告。我们生命中无论遭遇困境还是一帆风顺，祷告能给我们指引，祷告能给我们信心，祷告能给我们力量。每天一点点，世界大改变。订阅就是支持。
非常感谢神啊，这个录影片提醒我们，充分的证明祷告的力量。
This video really proved to us the power of prayer.
我们在人生的过程当中，少不免都会遇到有不同的情况出现，有的时候有难处，有的时候是困境，就好像现在我们也遇到这个防堵哈，那个 COVID-19 的情形发生一样。
So as we live on this earth, we have different difficulties, especially this COVID-19 as we are facing now.
在生活上，我们知道，有一些人也因为经济不好，那失去工作；有一些人因为身体的健康也怕被感染。但是我们不要忘记，我们是神的儿女，我们有祷告的特权，感谢主。
For some people, they have a health condition, they're employed, they lost their job, there are different difficulties. But as we reflect on our identity as a children of God, we truly can depend on Him.
所以无论我们遭遇什么事情都好，祷告是非常重要的。
So no matter what situation we're facing, prayer is the most important, the most significant one in our life.
圣经里面，我很喜欢这一句的金句啊，在腓立比书第四章第六跟第七节。
So I really like this verse from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, 6 to 7.
我相信这两节的经文也是很多弟兄姐妹你们都很喜爱的两节的经文。
I really believe that most of brothers and sisters here like this verse very, these two verses very much.
好不好？我们一同来把这美好的经文，我们一同中文也好，英文呢，我们一同来诵读这英文，好吗
？Can we recite these words together in both English and Chinese? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So here he said, be anxious for nothing.
凡事不是一件事，凡事什么事情都好，都要祷告。
But in everything, not one thing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication.
那么这句的金句能够帮助我们遇到有困境的时候，我们可以应用出来。
So I hope that this verse can help us in times of difficulties.
好，继续下去呢，我们就看各个圣经里面提醒我们的，就是从第三节一直到十三节。但是我呢就分它两个段落来去跟各位来分享。
So now we start looking at the verse 3 to 7.I'm going to see in two different sections.
我们首先从第三节到第七节，我们来念哈，你用中文、英文也好哈，我们一同来念哈。我们第三节到第七节哈，他必
揪你狐狸
扑鸟人的网络和毒害的瘟疫，他必用自己的翅膀
遮蔽你，
你要投靠在他的
翅膀下。他
的称
，and his faithfulness is a shield and bulwark.
你不怕黑夜的惊吓，而是白日的箭，战哈也不怕黑夜的。
Of the pestilence that starts in darkness, after destruction delayed with a noon, 1,000 may fall at your side, and then 10,000 your right hand, but it shall not approach you.
右边这战却不得临近你，在这。五节的经文里面告诉我们，他必就是指到神， 当我们信靠神的时候，他会怎么样呢？会救我们脱离啊，我们人生会遇到四个不同的那个危险，这个困境。这四个危机是什么呢？在这几节里面已经告诉我们了。
So we rely on God, for He can protect us and deliver us and protect us. What kind of danger can we can see from this passage? There are four kinds of dangers mentioned here.
在这里提醒我们，我们会遇到的一个网罗哈，瘟疫、仇敌跟病毒。
Here it said, we will encounter enemy net, plague, enemy, and virus.
这四样的都是有的时候会发生的。
These four dangers happen all the time.
我们会感觉到会有忧虑的。
We will feel depressed.
我们怎么样来面对这些的危机呢？我们一定要信靠神。
How we face these dangers? One thing is to trust in God.
因为这些的危机呢，会影响我们离开神。
Because these troubles can depart us from God.
另外呢，我们也可以从这里看到了，别人虽然是扑倒。但是敬畏神的人呢，可以得到安全的。
Even those who don't trust in God will go away straight away, but we who trust in God will come closer to Him and be protected.
好，这个呢，我们再看从第九节一直到十三节里面，也告诉我们什么的信息呢
？So we looking at the message from verse 9 to 13.
好，我们一同来念这几节的经文好吗？哈，
耶和华。We can read together. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will give his angel charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against stone. You will tread upon the lion and cobra, and the young lion and serpent you will trample down.
在这里呢，我们看到呢，哈，是诗人写诗的人他的个人的一些的经历。
This is a personal experience of the author of Psalms 91.
他的经历的重点是什么呢？就是说明我们要信靠神。
What's the focus of his experience? That focus is relying on God.
因为耶和华是我们的避难所。
For God, Lord God Jehovah is our refuge.
他会保护我们的。
He will protect us.
然后呢，在这里呢，几节这经文里面哈，从第三节一直到十三节里面呢，原文呢是有一个很emphasis， 就是加重这个语气是什么？是他这个字啊，说明救恩是来自上帝的。
So in this passage from verse 3 to 13, you will see one emphasis in this session that is he. He is a focus. He is a focus.
然后从后面那一段的经文，五节的从九到十三节的经文里面，让我们可以体验到，无论是何时何处，任何的环境，他都会保护我们，只要我们有信靠神的心，他一定能够保护我们脱离那个困境。
So it promised to us whenever we are, whatever we do, and wherever you are, that He is our protection. He will deliver you.
我感谢神啊！我人生有一位主内的弟兄，他就是有这样美好的见证。
I have a brother in Christ. He have this kind of testimony.
他每一个礼拜一，他都会叫他的子女是一个很大的家庭哈，他的子女啊、女婿啊、媳妇啊、 还有孙女儿，大家无论你怎么忙得好，礼拜一一定大家聚在一起，能够用餐晚餐，然后大家有一起的分享，有什么的需要代祷的事项提出来。
And this brothers fix a time on Monday for all the relative, either your moms or from whichever side, all the relative will get together for the meal. For a meal is for a dinner together. When they have dinner together around the table, they will have fellowship sharing and also the prayer request. This is such a great testimony.
然后后来呢，就他就回中国探亲，因为回来之后有大概一两个礼拜，他就自己开车，突然之间就昏倒。
So he went back to China. So after coming back from China, he after 2 weeks and owned his while he was driving, he suddenly he kind of passed out.
他探亲回来，可能太累了，或者时差等等，我们知道他已经昏倒了，非常的危险，因为他是年长的一位弟兄，被送到医院里面了。
Since he was an elderly person, and then this happened right after his visitation back from China, maybe jet lag or tiredness.We don't know, but he kind of like just, because he's an elderly person, so he just, he just passed out.
所以呢，他的子女啊，他的家人呢，下一代的，都为他来祷告，也请我们为他来祷告。
So his children asked us for a prayer request and asked to pray for them, and we all pray.
我们就很迫切的为他去探访他，为他祷告。后来神的恩典终于让他脱离这个困境，脱离这个危险的时期，他能够恢复健康，出院了。感谢主。
And then we visit him, and then we pray for him, and God just did a miracle in his life, and then he now is already recovered, discharged from the hospital. Now he's become healthy.
因为这个经历对他来说是非常宝贵，因为他经历到神的恩典，也知道好多人为他祷告，所以呢，他就有一个感恩会，只是请最亲的人，也请牧师的一同来用餐。
Because of this incident, this testimony or experience, so he's so thankful to God, so he get relative together.As well as a pastor for the Thanksgiving meal.
在那个感恩的餐会里面，他就跟我们说，他说，你知不知道我怎么样能够在过去，能够在美国这里来创办这个事业，能够那么成功？在中间我经历到很多不同的困境。但是每一次我遇到困境的时候，我都跪下来向神祷告。哎呀，有的时候我祷告，我都不好意思，常常都麻烦神了。但是我没有办法，我需要依靠神。啊，真的很感恩。每一次当我遇到困境的时候，我祷告，神就帮助我了。所以我有今天的见证，所以用一切的荣耀归给他。当我听到这个见证的时候，我真的为他感恩，为他赞美一句。
So he shared a testimony in this Thanksgiving meal is how God led all the way when he set down his life in the United States. He said how successful he could be now due to God's working in his life. How he shared that he has been encountering different kinds of difficulties in the entire career.In the United States, but God just helped and lead him through all these difficulties, and he just give glory to God because this is the word of God that he can be successful at this time.
所以呢，他之所以得到神来赐福给他丰富的恩典呢，他因为 认识神，认识神的名。
Because if know is knowing God, is knowing of God, he knowing of His name, that is the something that he testify and give thanks to.
他不但认识神，也认识神的名字，认识神的作为。
So not only he understands God, but also he knows God's name and also God's working principle.
我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都需要来去真正的来认识神的名，还有认识他的作为。
So we all brothers and sisters need to learn how to understand, know, realize who God is, as well as his name.
神的名怎么样呢？在出埃及记34:5很清楚告诉我们，耶和华他是有怜悯有恩典的神。
So you can see in the book of you see that this verse is God, you are loving kindness, you are full of mercy and loving kindness.
在出埃及记34:5-6里面。也说到耶和华不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
So you can see in this verse, he said, God, you are the loving kindness, full of mercy, and you are honest, and you never regret and then fulfill your promise.
所以在这几节的经文很详细告诉我们了，所以有机会我们多在他的名字来认识他，也在我们的人生经历当中，我们去经历到他奇妙的作为。
Because the Lord is a compassionate, a gracious God, He's slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. This is why we can rely and depend on Him.
在这一次的疫情当中，对我来说也是有一个非常好的一个提醒。
This is another reminder during this COVID-19 to me.
这个提醒呢，就让我知道神不是没有工作，他也是在工作。
We can acknowledge that God is working. He has work to do. He is working now.
工作是什么呢？
So what is God working at right now?
我们知道现在我们一般的人都很崇尚科技经济，这个是很重要的，好像没有它呢，我们就没有什么但是这些呢，科技跟经济不能够拯救我们的生命。
So we pursue economy, technology, but we know economy, technology cannot help us.
只有我们谦卑在神的面前，在主耶稣基督面前，我们谦卑的认罪悔改，我们才可以得到真正的生命。
So only if we humbly come before God, pray to Him, ask for His forgiveness to cleanse our sins, and there we can have the hope.
当然我们
and we can have life.
当然我们说我们已经做了这些。那是很好，但是假如我们当中还有一些人，你没有真正得到耶稣基督的福音，没有得到这个真正的生命的时候，我盼望你好好的祷告，求神赦免你对神的不能够达到他的标准能够认罪悔改，邀请耶稣进到你的心，做你个人的救主。
Maybe some of you are not believer yet, not yet to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So we just encourage you, hope that you could humbly pray to God and repent of the sin. And because we're all imperfect, and God may forgive us and give us this salvation, and we can be saved.
我们已经认识神了，我们更加的需要每一天读经、祷告、默想我们与神建立一个很好的一个关系。每天与神沟通。
As for those of believers, we meditate, study His word, we pray, and we just build that closer, intimate relationship with God.
不要忘记去服侍，因为从服侍当中你才能够经历到真正神的作为。
Don't forget to minister, to involve in the ministry, because in the ministry we can experience His greatness and His faithfulness.
所以呢，这个是有一节的经文就提醒我们，也是非常好的。我们一同来念哈，耶和华，认识你名的人要
And those who know your name,
你没有离弃。
You have not forsaken those who seek you.
所以认识神呢是很重要的，是我们
的
功课。
So knowing God is very important. That is our lesson entire life.
好了，然后我们就怎么样来去应用在我们的生活里面、服事里面呢？我们就好像刚才所说了。没有信耶稣的，还没有接受那个救恩的，我们好好祷告，求神透过你的认罪悔改，接受耶稣，能够得到救恩。已经认识神的呢，希望我们继续的每一天亲近神，还有继续来服事。
So those who already believe, we can continue to devote in the prayer and meditation, study His word as well as the ministry. For those who are still seeking God, we just encourage you, repent of your sin and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and be delivered from your sin and have this salvation from God.
好，我们就去到14节到16节了，这几节的经文呢是非常宝贵。
So verse 14 and 16 is so precious to us.
在这里呢，告诉我们呢，神的应许给我们。
Here is the promises of God to us.
我们大家一同来念这上节的经文哈。神说，因为他专心爱我。
Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life, I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation.
将我的救恩显明给他，在这里呢，告诉我们，在任何的时间、任何的环境、任何的情况，我们要信靠神，继续爱神、信靠神的时候呢，他就把他的应许赏赐给我们。
So as we continue to trust and depend on Him, wherever we are, whatever we do, and whenever we are.And he will grant us his promises.
在这里呢，原文希伯来文 里面的原文呢，有七个都说明我必就是神必定会的。是什么呢？第一个，他必搭救我们，他必安置我们，他会答应我们他必与我们同在。
So here you have
Go ahead.Sorry.
So here you have seven promises from God. And from this session, you will see God continue to repeat seven times. I will, I will, I will. He said, I will. He will rescue you. He will protect you. He will answer you. He will be with you. He will deliver you. He will satisfy you and he will honor you.
This is 神给我们的应许。
These are all promises from God.
但是呢，他要求我们要继续的时候，他要对我们有一些的要求的。
But there are some conditions we have to do or fulfill once these promises come to pass.
在这三节的经文里面，告诉我们两个的重点，一个是爱神，一个是我们必须要与神保持一个很好的关系。
There are two conditions here. First, you need to love God. The other one, cultivate that intimate relationship with God.
然后我们看下一章的那个我们就知道了哈，就我们必须要爱神，我们要保持与神很好的关系哈。我们继续下来呢，我们也有一个录影带，也是讲到怎么样遇到危机的时候、困境的时候神的应许临到他们身上。我们就看这个录影片。
Now we look at this movie.
旧约时代的神子民以色列人在绝望的困境中向神呼求，就得到像做梦一般令人难以置信的结果。那么新约时代的神子民基督徒又如何呢？是否有同样不可思议的绝处逢生的奇妙经历呢？是的，有。绝处逢生。1873年6月12日，一群美国明尼苏达州的农民在田间看到远处好像有一场暴风雪正向他们席卷而来，紧接着他们听到翅膀刷刷的声音，原来是蝗虫大军。不一会儿，和膝盖一样高的草和麦子全部被蝗虫啃到地面。这些蝗虫被称为落基山蝗虫，对明尼苏达州的人来说其实并不稀奇，一般出现之后一年就消失了。但是这一次却从1873年到1877年整整肆虐了4年之久，让当地的农民苦不堪言。仅仅1876年一年，蝗虫就横扫明尼苏达州40个郡，损坏农作物超过50万亩。这些蝗虫吃进粮食之后，就在地上挖洞，将卵产在地里约2到10公分的深度，虫卵会在地里过冬，第二年4月底5月初冰雪融化春暖花开的时候孵出来，在40到60天之内长出翅膀，然后继续带来新一年的祸害。当地的农民当然不能坐以待毙，他们绞尽脑汁想出各种妙计，比方用网捞、用烟熏、挖很深的陷坑等等，甚至发明 Harper Dozer， 在铁皮上面抹柏油和糖浆，用马拉着跑，然后把粘到的蝗虫拿去用火烧掉。可惜这些方法都不能够彻底消灭蝗虫，成千上万的农民只好被迫离开家园。当各种方法试尽，穷途末路的时候，当时的州长江 Pillsbury 接受了社区领袖们的建议，转向全能的耶和华神。他宣布1877年4月26日是明尼苏达州的全州祷告日。在这一天，学校、商店、机构和工厂都关门，成千上万的州民聚集在各地的礼拜堂，谦卑地跪下祷告，寻求神的帮助。明尼苏达州面对蝗虫所剩下的最后一道防线，就是神的怜悯和帮助。神应允了明尼苏达州全民的祷告。次日早晨，奇迹出现了，一股寒流南下，大风雪带来酷寒。四月底极少有这种超级风雪，冰雹和风雪笼罩了明尼苏达州数天之久，大地结成一块坚冰，消灭了无数蝗虫，逼使蝗虫大军急速逃离。更奇妙的是，严寒侵入地的深处，杀死了无数孵化出来的幼虫，彻底消灭了蝗虫之灾。那年从春耕到秋收，蝗虫再也没有进犯，以后也没有再发生。明尼苏达州的基督徒回顾过去的历史，深信这神迹来自双膝跪下向神献上的祷告。1877年，他们特别盖了一座礼拜堂，叫做 Grace Harper Chapel， 它继续无声地见证着神奇妙的作为。这件神迹也被永久记录在有关明尼苏达州的百科资料里面。当约珥在犹大做先知的时候，神怜悯蝗灾之中的子民，应许他们说，我打发到你们中间的大军队就是蝗虫、男子、蚂蚱、茧虫，那些年所吃的我要补还你们，你们必多吃而得饱足，就赞美为你们行奇妙事之耶和华你们神的名，我的百姓必永远不致羞愧。美国明尼苏达州曾经像这样经历神在蝗灾之后的保守和赐福。我们今天虽然没有遭到蝗虫之灾，但是席卷全球的新冠状病毒，它危害的普及性和造成的损失与恐慌，却比蝗虫之灾有过之而无不及。现在正需要全球基督徒一起谦卑跪下，祈求神的怜悯和帮助，这样我们才能期待神赐下医治和复苏。相信到那个时候，神的奇妙作为将会使我们好像做梦的人满口喜笑，满舌欢呼。
求神帮助我们，我们所顾念的，我们所看的不是世上我们所看的，因为那些的事情是暂时的，我们要顾念我们所不见的，那些才是永远的。
We do not look at the things that can be seen. We look at the things that cannot be seen, because that things can last forever.
你让我稍微用多一点的时间来解释那个顾念这个字。
Let me explain what is the meaning of look here.
在这里的希腊文的原文呢，那个顾念呢，好像打猎，在那个圣人里面打猎，就是瞄准。这个猎物就是瞄准的意思。
So if we look at the word of look in the original Hebrew word, actually it talks about hunting, like targeting on something, targeting on your prey.
这里带给我们的信息就是说，我们不是来瞄准我们所见的，意思是说我们不要单单看世上的事情，因为这些世上的事情都是我们所见的，金钱、名誉、地位、权势、学位、股票等等，我们不要瞄准这些的东西，因为这些的东西很容易就朽坏，很容易就是暂时的。
So as we look at things that can unseen,So we here is that we're not focusing or targeting on things that's seen, such as a fame, scholarship, and your degree, your wealth, and all kinds of this seen things that can be seen. We because all these are just temporal, it will be changed. It cannot last forever.
有天上的事，我们顾念到神国度的事情的时候，那个才是永远的。
As we focus, target on the things above.That can last forever.
好，求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们能够在诗篇九十一篇，我们能够学习一些属灵的功课，来应用在我们的生活服事当中。
So as we can learn some lessons from this passage, Psalm 91, and apply it to our life.
整篇的诗篇的最重要都是第一节跟第二节。
The first number one and two are the most important two verses in this psalm.
就是全篇诗篇的主题。
That is the theme of this psalm.
里面告诉我们只有一个的信息，就是说，只要我们信靠神的带能，他会保守我们，来保护我们的。
So here he said, if we rely and depend on him, this Almighty, the Most High God, will protect us and deliver us.
但是我们还是需要继续不断的爱他，跟随他，服侍他。
So when we need to continuously serve him, love him, and minister, involve in the ministry.
那神所给我们的应许，我们就可以得到他的赐福，得到他的祝福了。
So we can be blessed by God.
好，我们一起来祷告。
As we pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Thank you, God, for giving us such a wonderful and marvelous word.
求圣灵继续在我们每一个人的心中来工作。
We ask that your Holy Spirit continue to work in our heart.
带领我们前面的道路。
This is our path.
让我们能够真的可以做你所喜悦的儿女，做你所喜悦的仆人。
So we can be pleasing to you as a servant and the children of God.
继续把福音广传，荣耀你的名。
And continue to spread the gospel and lift up your name among the nations.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
好，继续下来呢，我们就唱一首的回应的诗歌，是吗？
啊，是的。
Yes.